Thank you, Nicole. So if this were a community of practice, I would ask everybody in the back to get out of your seat and come forward, and we'd all sit in a circle, and everybody's voice would be heard. But since this is a scientific session, we'll go ahead and you can stay where you are. But I would be interested to know how many of you in the audience are a member of or have participated in one of our Finn communities of practice that was launched last year. Okay, great. So some of you are very familiar with the ongoing activities. For the rest of you, notice the people that raised their hands and go talk to one of those people and ask them what value they're getting out of that participation in a community of practice. Find out from them and see how you can get involved too. There was a real call to action this morning from the podium inviting everyone to be involved in a community of practice. So I'm going to give you an update on the individual COPs that were launched at last year's Finn conference, as well as talk about the network of communities and how those communities are seeking to work together on key issues in public health informatics, and also seeking to work outside of Finn in the larger public health informatics arena. So before Finn, many state and local partners, as well as folks in areas of CDC, felt like they were striving alone to try to implement these tools and processes into their workflows. They came to Finn. Finn was designed to try to break down those silos to enable people to work together. And some of those efforts were made, but within Finn, something was missing. And CDC was hearing about it. How many of you were involved with the open conversations from the 2007 Finn conference? A number of folks here, yes. So we were hearing that at CDC, the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. You guys need to bring us earlier into this tool development process. Ask us what is needed, not just build something that you think we need and toss it over the fence and then try to ask to help us implement it. So we realized that we were not communicating as efficiently and effectively with you as we should, and so we launched the Finn Communities of Practice at last year's Finn conference. We hope that with these Finn Communities of Practice, and we're seeing evidence that these folks, while it may be taking some more time to gather requirements, we can travel far together. So I want to tell you a little bit about that. So these are the five current Finn communities of practice. So all of these communities will present at the Finn conference in a scientific session. Each community had to submit an abstract along with everybody else who wanted to present at this conference, and I'm happy to say that all of those abstracts were accepted, and I will share with you at the end of this presentation where you can hear more specifics around the work of these individual communities. Each community, or most communities, will have a community meeting in the Fairley Room, and you should have received at the registration desk a blue half sheet or a green half sheet that list each community of practice and the times that those are meeting. So please, in addition to those scientific sessions, please attend one of those community meetings and continue your participation in a community or become involved in one of those. So let me give you just a snapshot of each one of these communities. The Communications and Alerting COP evolved from the HON coordinators. They call themselves the HON honchos. Any HON honchos in here? Yeah, there's one right there. Good. So if you're interested in the Communications and Alerting COP, talk to that lady right there. They really hit the ground running. They have put together work around cascade alerting, and they will be talking about that knowledge product at the conference. They have three community meetings, not just one, but three community meetings, and the first one is today at noon in the Fairley Room. So if you're interested in that, attend that. The Enterprise Architecture community has not launched as quickly. While there's high interest in enterprise architecture, this group is still waiting for some passionate, committed folks to step up to the plate and help lead this community. So if you're interested in that area, there is a scientific session talking about health IT architecture strategies. That is Wednesday at 3 p.m. Please attend that session. Lois mentioned just a minute ago the InfoLinks community of practice. This is focused on health information exchange, a Robert Wood Johnson funded community that also had been active for several years before they launched as a Finn community last year. And that group has been very, very active in putting together a strategy document and a roadmap for involving public health in health information exchange. And they will be discussing that strategy document and inviting input at 1:30 today in their scientific session. So be sure and attend that if you're interested in that. And then the laboratory messaging community of practice. They had a very, very stormy beginning. Any of you attend the It launched as ELR last year. Anybody in here attend that? Yeah. One person was attended that. Kind of a stormy beginning, launched as ELR. Kind of a forming, storming, norming. What they decided they needed in the early fall was really an umbrella community that provided communication and collaboration across three already existing laboratory projects. The Public Health Laboratory Interoperability Project, commonly called FLIP, the ELR National Reporting Group, and the LIMSI, the Laboratory Information Management Systems Integration Group. So that community gathers together around those areas, but they are open to anyone who's interested in the laboratory messaging arena, and they would welcome you attending. Their sessions, scientific session tomorrow at 1:30, and they will be discussing their particular challenges around H1N1 on Wednesday at 2:30 in the Fairley Room. Very pertinent. They're going to be tackling a tough topic and trying to move us all forward with our response. And then last but not least, there's the Vocabulary and Messaging Community of Practice. This one started as the Vocabulary Community of Practice. And last year, messaging colleagues were invited to join the vocabulary colleagues. They have worked hard to make sure that folks in state and local health departments, as well as folks in all parts of CDC, know how to implement standards in their workflows. It's a real learning community. And they also are meeting at several times during the conference, and they will be focusing on H1N1 challenges as well today at 3:30 in the Fairley Room. So what's the impact? About 500 community members are engaged from 53 state and local jurisdictions, academia, national public health organizations, and the private sector. They're learning. They're creating knowledge products together. You heard this morning in the plenary session that individuals are seeing real benefit from participating in these communities of practice. And consequently, their organizations are realizing some of those benefits as well. And you can see that in the middle panel. What's next for these communities is they are really positioned to begin to continue their work, working together across the communities, but also to start working in the broader area of public health informatics. So let me tell you briefly how they plan to do that. One of the ways is through the work of the Finn Communities of Practice Council. These are representatives from each one of the Finn Communities of Practice, as well as Finn communities at large, who are working together to make sure that these communities work together on issues. For example, the vocabulary and messaging community of practice has already started working with the lab messaging community of practice on standards, vocabulary standards for laboratory messaging. But early on, these committed COP members, leaders, recognized that they need to work, that it's critical for their work moving forward to work within the broader area of public health informatics. So they are working to try to communicate that as well. Please do plan to attend the Communities of Practice Reception and Roadmapping event tonight, 5:30 in the Centennial Ballroom. You'll get fed, so free food, very rare for a federal session, but please do try to attend that. So we'll feed you, but then we'll ask you to participate, so to provide some input and to help us shape direction on how these communities of practice will move forward over the next year. So some of you may recognize this model from last year. You've got the FIN communities of practice and the white circles solidly positioned in the FIN community with the program at CDC supporting those communities of practice. We have achieved that goal this year. So what's next? We need to expand. You'll see in this expanded model that the FIN community is still there in the larger arena of public health informatics. Still solid connections with the council, to the COPs, with the programs supporting those COPs. But there are also groups, such as the GRID group within FIN, that don't necessarily call themselves a FIN COP. But we know we need to work with those groups. So we're seeking to collaborate with those groups. There are also groups outside of FIN, such as HL7, our national groups such as NACHO that we know we need to work with. So COPs, the council, will start trying to facilitate those as well. So another way that these groups are seeking to work across their communities and also in the broader arena of public health informatics is by signing on to our collaboration platform. This is called PH Connect. This is a platform that was developed by the Public Health Informatics Institute. You heard from Dave Ross this morning. He is the CEO of that. And they recognized early on that they needed a platform for their communities. PHII supports a number of communities. So CDC has provided some input into what we would like to see on this community's platform. And we, Communities of Practice, are the pilots, the first groups to get on this platform. So a couple of COPs as well as the council is already on this platform, and we invite all of you. This platform is open to any professional in public health informatics to continue the conversation. You can create a profile and then you can go join one of the public health, one of the FIN communities of practice. The PHII folks will be presenting this in booth 401 at the conference down in the exhibit hall. They'll be doing some demos there, so take a look there. Here are the scientific sessions that are going on, as well as the community meetings. There's a tutorial on Friday that, Thursday, that we would like to have more people attend. We'll be telling you how to fully engage on PH Connect, how to use your time wisely on a collaboration platform. And we'll also be doing a demonstration of PH Connect. So if you are here at the conference on Thursday, please take advantage of that half-day tutorial. So you heard this morning from some folks that this is making a big difference. Participation in these communities is making a big difference in their personal and professional development. And they are starting to travel together, and they see themselves as starting to travel a little bit faster. So I have a call to action I would like to make. If you guys are not involved in a community of practice, be it a FIN community of practice, and we would certainly like you to join those, which you can do, get involved in a community of practice. You don't have to necessarily jump in with both feet and be a leader of a COP. There's lots of different levels. Just join, see what's happening, watch, monitor the conversation, and then when you feel comfortable, go ahead and step up to the plate and ask a question. Communities are really making a difference in public health informatics, and we would love to have you join together with us as we seek to travel far. Thank you.